见的这个讲解。那昨天他提到的这个不清净界呢，就有三种。第一种呢，就是地狱众生所遭受的苦。
So the today's one is the suffering of the change.
那今天呢，是讲这个改变的变动的苦。
And the suffering of the change is generally speaking that we everybody know that how the changes are going in this world that is involved within ourselves and within others.
那么对于这个无常的这个苦呢，相信我们大家都深有体会。
And it is said that generally,that everything changes. So due to the changes of that, and good ones change to the bad ones, happiness change to the unhappiness.
那么，每样东西呢，每样事物呢，都在改变，好会变坏，乐会变不乐。
It is said by the Jetsun Rinpoche Thakpa Gyantsen that when we observeThe suffering of change, then it is like a changing of the king Indra becoming the servant, or King Chakravarti becoming the servant.
Thapakya Sarimpachi 就曾经这么说过，这个改变呢，这种无常呢，就好像说一个国王，他会因这个改变而成为这个仆人。
When the kings, these are heavenly kings, when they are king in the heaven, they have so much powerful, they have all the luxurious things, they have everything they can enjoy or entertain.
那么这个在天上的这个天王呢，他是具有无上的这个权威，那么有许多的东西可以供他享用。
And once their karma is finished, then they have to be reborn as aordinary sentient being, or servant, or etc.
那么一旦这个业呢，他的这种业结束了，那么他也会投身为一般的这个众生，比方说成为佣人。
And then Thakpa Gyantsen said that these sufferings we cannot see, we can only rely upon the Buddha's teachings.
那么，这上师又说，这一切呢，是我们没有办法看到的，只能依佛陀所说。
But then he said, we can see upon the changes upon our human beings, we human beings.
那，大分上师又说呢，可以看到这种变化呢，在我们人身上出现。
For example, human beings.That we have so many different sufferings.
比方人有许多种的苦。
For example, we have the big gathering ultimately disperses. Big gathering ultimately disperses.
比方说这我们有这个盛大的这个聚会，然后这个聚会最终还是要散。
Which means that while the gathering is there, everybody is happy meeting the friends and relatives, enjoying with the good foods and talking good things.
那么在聚会当中呢，大家都是很高兴的，因为可以跟朋友在一起，然后享受着美食，谈着一些令人很心愉的这个话题。
And ultimately, that gathering has to.Disperse.
那么在究竟的层次上来说的话呢，这样的一种聚会呢，始终是会散的。
So then there was no such enjoyment or happiness that one have experienced during that short period.
那么实际上呢，就其实是没有这样的快乐的，因为他们始终会消失。
And the Thakpa Gyantsen said, look at the rich ones who later becomes the poor.
他定去成就者说其实是没有快乐的，因为始终是会改变的。
And look at the, those powerful and very fierce people become weak and ordinary person.
那么所有有权势的人呢，会变为非常卑微，没有权势。
And generally, that we human beings are suffered, or all the sentient beings are suffered by four things: birth, old age, death, and sickness.
那么一般的众生。那都受这四种的苦，就是生老病死。
So in this way, we cannot think that though there is a sufferings, tremendous sufferings in the hell realm, but we human beings do not have the sufferings, those sufferings. So therefore, human life is the good one. We cannot think that way.
那么我们不可以有这样的想法，就是说认为这个地狱道的众生呢，他们会遭受着许多的这个痛苦，我们人没有这痛苦，所以我们是属于宁静而美好的。
So we human lives have so many this kind of sufferings.
那我们的这个人生呢，是有许多的这个痛苦。
At the time of the birth, there is also suffering.
生的时候有生的痛苦。
And when we get old, there is also suffering. When we get sick, also suffering. These are obviously, we can understand.
那么老病的时候呢，也一样是有痛苦的，这个是我们可以明白的。
But the time of the death is also very suffering.
但是在死亡的这个时间呢，时刻呢，也是很痛苦的。
Because normally that we human beings, though we know that we will die, but we not do not think much about our death.
虽然我们人都知道会死亡，但是对于死亡呢，我们没有太多的这个思考。
Buddha said that everyone who was born on this earth is to die.
佛陀说，每一个人生下来就必然会死。
So we have a tremendous suffering in this world by birth, old age, death, and sickness.
那所以呢，我们的这个人生呢，是遭受着巨大的痛苦，而这些痛苦呢，就是生老病死。
And not only the human beings, then the God realm.Gods and demigods, they also do have the sufferings.
那不只是人，即便是神或者阿修罗，也一样有痛苦。
So therefore, now we should observe, or we should carefully think about these sufferings.
所以现在呢，我们必须很小心的去观察这些痛苦。
And that.Gods also, there is a sufferings, and the demigods, first the demigods also have the sufferings because the, generally the demigods, their personality is anger and jealous.
那么听到的众生呢也有苦，阿修罗也有痛苦。那么阿修罗的痛苦实际于他性格上的这种好斗跟妒忌。
And though they have a better sort of better life than we human beings, but then they have a tremendous sufferings.
虽然说他们的这个生活呢比我们人道的人还要好，但是他们有巨大的痛苦。
Because of jealousy and anger, that the demigods always fight with the gods.
那么因为他们有妒忌心跟这个嗔恨心，所以他们常跟天神发生战争。
But due to the karma, that the gods have the greater karma, so the demigods cannot defeat the gods, and every time when there is a war between them, the demigods always get defeated.
那么因为这个天神呢，他有善的这个业，所以阿修罗即便是跟他们发生战争的话呢，永远是不会有胜利的，永远是失败的。
And most of the demigods, they die in the war between them and the gods.
那么，一般的这个阿修罗呢，他们都死在这个跟天神发生战争的情况下。
So they have also kind of suffering.
所以他们有许多的痛苦。
And the gods also, that, though the gods do not have the sufferings that we, human beings experience, but they have a kind of their own sufferings.
那么天神呢？虽然说他们没有我们人道的，众生的这个痛苦，但是他们还是有痛苦。
And the demigods, of course, they live very long compared to the human beings. They are always enjoying their life. There's no kind of getting old or sick or thirsty or hungry.
那么，这个阿修罗呢，他们的寿命呢比人类还要长。那么他们是想尽对于这个生活呢是极尽享受的。他们没有这个老病，还有饥饿跟口渴。
But when their karma to be living in the heaven finished or exhausted, then there will be five signs of their death.
那但是当他们在这个天界的业已经尽了，那么就会有五种的这个现象出现。
And the signs of the death that is that their flower garlands dries up. Normally their flower garlands that they wear is always fresh, but when before they die, then they slowly the flowers garlands dries up.
那么第一个这个天神死亡前的这个征兆呢，就是他们身上所带的这个花环呢会慢慢枯萎掉。
And they will usually sit on the high thrones, but then when the death this comes that is about to approach, then they will have kind of unhappiness to sit on the thrones.
那么天神一般呢是坐在这个高高的这个座位上的，但是当死亡来临之前呢，他们会不喜欢坐在这个高座上。
And their clothes get dusty.
那么他们的衣服会沾满这个尘埃。
And their body usually always very odious, is it? Fragrant?Fragrant, but then when the death approaches, then their body becomes sweatened and very, very unpleasant smell from the sweat.
那么天神呢，一般上他们都是他们的身体会散发着这种很芬香的这个香味，但是当死亡来临的这个时间呢，他们身上会出许多的汗，然后带来许多的异味。
And also they have there will be the sound coming from the sky that such and such will now die.
那么从这个天际呢也会传来这个声音说某某某某某会死。
So when they have this, when they experience these kind of change of their condition or circumstances, there is a very strong feeling of unhappiness.
那么当他们体验到这种整个条件的转换的这个时候呢，他们会强烈的感受到不快乐。
And then, actually when they die, after the death, most probably, they will fall on the lower realms.
那么很多的时候呢，当他们死亡之后呢，他们会堕入到下三道。
Because the good karmas they have committed in the past is exhausted by enjoying in the god realms, and during that god realm they have not accumulated the virtuous deeds.
那么因为他们在过去生所累积的这个善业呢，都在天道的这个时间里呢享用完了，那他们又没有累积这个新的善业。
And so therefore, that what they experience after the rebirth in the heaven. This is talking about the desire realms heaven. Desire realms heaven. And then they will fall in the lower realms and experience severe, miserable sufferings.
那么这些欲界的这个众生呢，他们死亡之后呢，他们就会下堕到下三道，然后感受到极大的痛苦。
And then also the god realms, these form gods in the form realm and formless realm also have the kind of the sufferings.
那么世界无世界的众生呢，同样的会遭受到痛苦。
So therefore now when we observe that in these six realms, three hell realms, three higher realms, there is no place where one can have the perfect happiness.
那么现在我们如是的观察，在这个六道当中呢，下三途跟三上道呢，没有一个地方是有这个绝对的快乐。
So since we know that there is nowhere we can escape from the sufferings, now we should try to escape from the where we are suffering.
那既然说我们知道说没有地方可以去逃脱的话，那么现在我们就要想办法去从我们现在的这个地方逃脱出来。
For example, in the prison, one person is prisoner is in the prison.By thinking that he should escape, he will not escape from there. He should try to get out of that room or prison or whatever.
那么比方说有一个人呢，他在这个监狱当中呢，那他想要逃走，他不会说想要说从那个地方从他不会想说要逃走，他的那个方法会是说我怎么样逃出这个监狱。
Because prisoner is when he is in the prison, no matter whether he is in the one east corner or west corner or south corner, it is not good place for him.
因为在囚犯在这个监狱之中，不论是南不论是北哪都好，都没有好的地方。
So it is similarly that no matter wherever we are in this samsara, in the hell of course, in the heaven realms, even in these human realms, we talk the developed countries better and undeveloped countries are not better. But when we talk in terms of sufferings, it is the same everywhere.
那同样的道理，在这个娑婆当中呢，就说在地狱道，即便是我们讲是人道，不论是处身在这个发展中的国家，或者是正在发展未发展中的这个国家呢，同样都是苦的。
So moving from one place to other place is not the solution of our suffering.
那从一个地方移到另外一个地方呢，不是解决的方法。
Many Tibetans now travel from India to America, but I don't think that is the solution.
那么许多的这个威胁呢，从这个印度跟美国来，那拉姆拉认为说这个不是一个解决的方法。
So the best thing is, we should get out of this boundary of the samsara.
那最好的这个方法呢，就是从这个娑婆的这个整个囚牢当中解脱出来。
And there is no other way to get out of this boundary.
那么没有其他的方法可以让我们从这个牢狱的这个篱笆当中解脱出来。
Because no matter how rich, how powerful, how elegant, how learned you are, still one has to be in this samsara without.Have to be in the samsara by experiencing any kind of the sufferings.
那么，即便是说最有权势的人、最美貌的人、最有姿势的人呢，都还是会在待在这个娑婆当中呢，然后经历过种种的痛苦。
So now, what should we do? How to get rid of, get away from this samsara, from the sufferings, is to practice the genuine Dhamma teaching.
那么我们要如何才可以从这个娑婆，从这个娑婆的痛苦当中呢逃脱出来？唯一的方法就是修持佛法。
So we should, one should meditate in this way, spending time on this meditation.
那么，每一个人呢都应该用这样的一个禅修的这个观念呢，这样去禅修。
And if one thinks carefully, then wherever in this samsara six realms, there is no place to escape from these sufferings. So therefore, now the only way to escape from the suffering is not by doing business, not by being the politician, not by being even the teacher maybe, but being by practicing the Dhamma is the only way to escape from these sufferings.
那么，我们必须很谨慎地做这样的一个思维，就是说，在这个娑婆，就这个六道当中呢，没有一个地方可以让我们去逃脱，就是说，让我们从这个苦当中逃脱出来。那么，唯一的这个方法呢，就是好好的修持佛法。那么，可能呢，不做政治家，甚至不做老师，就好好修持。
So it is important either you sit and do the properly meditation or even any time to remember that there is no place to escape from sufferings. Of course, we all do not need these sufferings. We are always trying. Everything that we are doing every day is to escape from those sufferings. But actually, we can't escape from those sufferings. So one must generally engage with the practice. Just have this thought again and again. Think.
那么非常重要的就是说，当我们坐下来好好的做这个静坐的这个时候呢，我们要不断的去思考说，在这个娑婆当中呢，没有一个地方是可以让我逃脱，然后让我从这个苦当中解脱出来的。我们没有一个人想要这个痛苦。我们每天在做很多的事情，其实都是为了避免种种苦，但是我们总是没有办法解决这个问题。那最好的方法呢，就是一心的去做这个佛法的修持。
Because today.One is healthy. One cannot say tomorrow one will not get sick.
那么我们不能说今天一个人健康，明天他就不会生病。
You have a good friend. Today you met somebody, become good friend. But one cannot say that friendship will remain all the time.
那么今天我们遇到这个善友，那么我们不能说他永远都会是我们的好朋友。
That friendship may cause.Enemy.
那么那个
Because if you did not know that person, he will never become your enemy. But you knew him and became friend, now he may also turn to be your enemy.
那么有时候情况是这样，我们对那个朋友认识不是很清楚的时候，他不会是我们敌人，但是有时候成了真正的朋友之后，不知怎么他就竟然转成了是敌人。
So everything, this is the change of suffering of the change. Huh? Everything is like that. The rich people, the successful businessman, he cannot remain that now he is successful. He is always rich because he may become poor or he may get attacked because of the wealth. So there are so many problems.
那么这个苦呢，种种的情况呢，都是一直在改变当中。比方说，一个很成功的商人，他不能够担保说自己永远是非常富有这个商人，因为他也有可能从很富有变成极端的贫困，这当中就有许多的这个困难跟问题。
And samsara or the world is becoming now more and more complicated.
那么这个娑婆这个世界呢，现在已经越来越复杂了。
More and more problems that have never existed in the past are growing.
那么，有越来越多以前没有存在的问题。
Even within the families, when we talk, say 50-60 years before, the families are very close to each other.
那么，即便是说一个家庭在50-60年代的时候呢，家庭成员之间的关系是很亲密的。
Today, there are lots of problems going within the family, turning the enemy each other, becoming hostile to each other.
那么今天情况呢，就是说家庭之间呢，有许多的问题。那么成员变成了敌人，大家彼此有很深的敌意。
This is more often in the developed countries,
那么
and especially in the West.
那这样的情况呢，在这个发展中的国家呢是常见的，特别说在这个西方。
Because in the West.That between the parent and children, the relationship is not good. After when they become 18 years, after the 18 years, age of 18 years.
那么在西方呢，这个父母跟子女的关系呢是非常不和谐的，特别是说他们成年18岁以后。
So, which is very unusual when we think about the.World in the past 50 or 60 years ago. In that time, there is a very good relation between the parents and children, but which is not there now. So we are, instead of having the more and more happiness, actually the world is growing more and more suffering.
那么这个是很不寻常的这个情况，就是说在以前50-60年代的时候呢，家庭就是说父母跟孩子的关系是非常和谐的，但现在呢情况不再是这样了，在现今的这个时代呢，这个乐的情况呢越来越少，整个世界呢这个苦的这个因素越来越深。
So we must think that when we have this opportunityAnd we should engage genuinely with the Dharma practice.
那么我们必须要做这样的思考。今天我有这样的机会的话呢，那么我应该把握这个机会来接触佛法。
Because this opportunity will not be there after 1 decade or 2 decades.
那么这样的机会呢，不会永远在那。比方说一个世纪、两个世纪后。
The reason is, reason what I see is the more developed, the more Dharma declines.
那么
More materially developed, I'm sorry, materially developed, the more the Dharma get declined.
那么根据喇嘛自己看呢，他觉得说这个物质发展的越好呢，这个佛法呢就没落的越厉害。
So, now we finished the second type of suffering.Now the third one is suffering of conditional existence or suffering of conditioned phenomena. In some translation they say conditional phenomena or something. Anyway, it's conditional existence. I would say conditional existence.
那么现在喇嘛给我们讲解完第二种的这个人道中的苦，那现在接着下来呢，他要给我们谈的这个是条件上的这个改变的苦。
So this does not explain the particular suffering of REM, particular REM. This explains about all the phenomena.All the existence, all that existent, that those are existent.
那么，这讲的这个苦呢，不是特定只说是哪一道的这个痛苦，他所提到的这个苦呢，是遍一切处的这个痛苦。
In Tibetan, this is called chaba dujiji dungal. In Tibetan, this the term, the suffering of conditional existence is called chaba dujiji dungal. In Tibetan.
在藏文是 Chapa Duji Naga
Dunga, it's alright.
Chapa
Chapa means pervasive. Means it's pervasive. The suffering that is pervasive of everything.
那车法是指变一切。
So that is what impermanence.
那是
impermanence is the suffering, and everything is impermanent.
那是无常，无常是苦，一切都是无常。
Now it is explaining. Generally, the suffering of conditional existence means that impermanence. And now, particularly, the suffering of the human beings. There are three things.
那么这个无常的一般痛苦呢，在人道来说呢，特别有三种。
There is a suffering of no ending for our activities. There's suffering from not having end of our activities, endless activities.
那么第一种痛苦呢
？Or never finishing activity that never finishing.
第一种呢，就是无止境的这个工作或者是活动的痛苦。
Suffering of not finding the content or satisfaction.
那无法满足的痛苦。
And suffering of circle of death and birth.
那么生死流转不停的痛苦。
And talk by Gansin.Sakyapa's Five Supreme Lama Thapa Gyantin said that we engage our whole life in preparation, or we spend our whole life in preparation or organizing things.
那 Thapa Gyantin 正者呢这么说，我们从我们的一生呢都在劳劳碌碌在准备东西。
And there is no end for our preparing or actually means whatever activities we do, we prepare, do this prepare, and then again tomorrow, we prepare every day, and there is no end for our preparation.
那意思就是说，我们每一天呢，都在劳劳碌碌的在为做一些事情，在对未来做这个准备，明天一直这样接下去，永远都没有的停止的。
Today we prepare something for tomorrow, and that finished when again we prepare something for day after tomorrow. So like that, there is no ending of our work or our activities.
那么我们今天为明天准备，明天为后天准备，就是一直这样，没有办法停歇下来。
And then like that, we pass the time and ultimately we die.
那么我们就是这样把时间消耗完了，最后死亡。
And once we die, there's no end. Again, we be born as a sentient being and be doing the same thing, preparing.
那么我们死亡之后呢，还是没有办法停歇下来，因为我们又会投身为众生，然后又一直在做准备。
So therefore, Thapa Gyantin said, "What is the point for us to attach to this this life or to this samsara?"
所以 Thapa Gyantin 上师说为什么我们这么一直执着着此生这个娑婆，这是没有意思的。
Because we never find any permanent relaxation. Is it relaxation, yeah?
因为我们都没有办法让自己轻松一下。
Which means we prepare something, and then after that we cannot say, now we don't need any more to prepare, now we relax. There's no such things.
因为都根本没有这样的事情，是说我可以说我现在准备了，然后接下去我就不用再需要再准备。
Even for eating the foods, we prepare the lunch and eat the lunch. Now you cannot say that you don't need any more to eat.
即便是这个午餐，我不可以说我准备，我吃了，然后就不用再吃了。
Ayadeva said that we do our activities, or we accumulate so much effort to do our things.
那阿耶迪瓦说，我们花费这样多的这个精力去做很多的事情。
But then to destroy that, whatever we did through the so much effort, is we don't need to put the effort. To destroy that thing that we made out of so much effort, we do not need the effort to destroy the thing that we build with so much effort.
Yes. 但是要摧毁那个花费了很多力气去建起来的东西，其实是不用花费什么力气的。
For example, building the multi-story building, huge building, need to put so much effort, but to destroy it is very simple.
那就是说这个大的这个建筑要建呢是很辛苦，但是要摧毁是很容易。
To destroy, we do not need the effort. So similarly, whatever we do is like that. We need to put so much effort. But even if we did something that is not reliable, ultimately it may turn into the suffering.
要摧毁任何的这个事物的话呢，是非常容易的，不用花费太多的这个精力。所以这一切外在的呢，都不是太可靠的，最终都会带来痛苦。
To become the rich man is not easy. You need to put so much effort. But to become poor is very easy.
要成为富人呢，很不容易，但是要成为穷人很容易，就会完成。
Even today, much easier, because just pressing one computer button, you will become a big mistake.
今天呢，更容易按一个钮，犯一个错误就完了。Because
stock markets, you do the business through the computer, you press today one figure, and tomorrow change, yeah?
就好像股票这样，你做个生意，然后你按一下，那什么都没了。
So there is no end for our activities, and in this way we should not have so much attachment to whatever activities we are doing.
那么既然说这个要做的这个东西呢是没有止境的，所以我们对要做的这些事情呢不要有执着。
And the second one is no content or no satisfaction, suffering of having no satisfaction with our activities.
那么第二个这个痛苦呢，就是我们对我们所行的一切事业呢，无有满足的痛苦。
That is, it is, whatever we do, the more we do, the more we like to do that. The more we do, the more we like to do that.
对于我们所做的事情呢，我们会说越做越喜欢去做。
And it's like, again, the businessman. Today he earned $1 million. Tomorrow he wants to earn more like that. There's no end, no satisfaction.
那就好像商人一样，今天赚了100万，那么还要求更多，没有终止。
No businessman would think that now I have enough money, I should relax, I should have a peaceful life. Nobody will think.
那么没有商人会这么想说，今天我已经赚足够了，所以我要放松一下，然后过一点宁静的生活。
So is we all ordinary sentient beings, that we are not satisfied with what we gained. We always want to make more and more, want to be higher and higher.
那么我们都是一般的这个众生，那我们永远不会对于自己所得呢感到知足，我们永远会求越多越好，然后越高越好。So
there's no satisfaction. This is said that it is like we are drinking the salt water. Salty water.
那么我们永远没有办法满足，就好像喝盐水一样。
The salty water is the more you drink, the more you feel thirsty. So similarly, that the more we gain or earn, the more we like to earn more.
那这个盐水的情况就是越喝越渴。那同样的道理，就是我们得到越多，赚的越多，我们要求越多。
So there is always suffering.
因此，这个永远都是苦。
The third one is never ending of the, you know, circle of the birth and death.
第三种苦是生死无有中断之苦。
If we were to count how many times we were born in this universe, it is uncountable. Is it uncountable?
那么如果说我们要计算我们在这个宇宙当中呢，到底投生了多少次呢？那是不可计算的。
And if we were to measure the how much milk that we had from one's mother,That is also immeasurable.
那如果我们要去计算或者去量多少的这个牛奶的数量的话，也是不可计算的。
Because the count number of our rebirth is not countable. Similarly, that each time we have a mother, we have a milk from the mother, and that it is not measurable.
因为在每一生呢，我们都有父母，那么都有母亲，那么我们有无数无数的母亲，然后喝她的奶水，所以这个也是没有办法计算的。
And since we were born, there is no uncountable death also we have gone through.
那么既然有无量的这个生，那么也有无量的死，也是无法计量的。
And the Thakur Jhanti said, how come that the sentient beings are still not fed up with this? Not fed up with happening this. Not fed up.
Not fed up. Thakur Jhanti 说为什么我们经历这样的一种流转不停的流转可是一点也不感到懊恼呢
Because we have been born here many, many times. We died many, many times. Still we don't think of practicing Dharma.
这是因为我们生无数次 死无数次但从来都没有想过要修法
So this way one should think that we have been born here many many times we died many many times still we have not actually achieved permanent happiness or permanent liberation
那么我们应该这样想说我已经生无数次死无数次但是始终没有得到究竟的快乐究竟的解脱
Liberation or when we say you must escape from this universe does not mean that we have to leave this earth and go to somewhere
那么当我们说解脱当我们说要逃脱的时候并不是说要去到别的地方
The liberation means the state of our mind which is liberated
它指的是我们心的解脱
And our mind has to be free from all these sufferings
我们的心必须从种种的苦当中解脱出来
Ultimately, who suffers all this suffering is the mind, not the body.
那么在究竟上呢，是谁在受着这个痛苦呢？是我们的心，不是身体。
And who created this suffering is also not the body, it's mind.
那是谁创造这个痛苦呢？不是身体，是心。
So we have to free our mind. We have to liberate our mind.
所以我们需要解脱我们的这个心。
So that mind could be freed from the suffering or could be liberated through the practice of Dharma.
那么这颗心呢可以从这个痛苦当中解脱出来那么借由修持佛法而解脱。
We have to change our way of thinking from the way our present from our present way of thinking to the other way of thinking, to the Dhamma way of thinking, okay?
那么我们必须要去改变我们的想法，改变我们现在这样的一种思维方式，把它转化为这个佛法的思维方式。
Right now, out of the ignorance, we see the everything wrong.
那今天我们的无知让我们见到说所有东西都是错的。
We see the things happiness, the things that causes the suffering, sees the happiness.
那么我们以这个事物，事物本来是苦的，但是我们却把它看成是快乐的。
The simple example is a very bad friend of you.
那简单的这个例子说一个好朋友。
And you trusted the friend, and friend cheated you, deceived you.
那你相信你这个好朋友，但是他背叛了你。
And you never thought that friend is bad man. You trusted, and you borrowed money, you lend the money, and never get back. So now.That what you thought good was not good.
那我们从来没有想过说自己的那个好朋友会是这个样子。我们借他钱，但是他却没有还我们，所以我们原本以为是好的，其实是不好的。
So, most of the things that we interpret the other way around.
很多时候，对很多事物的分析，我们都是从另外一个角度来分析。
So therefore, to change the way of our thinking, to change our personality, that this teaching is taught for that purpose.
那么要改变我们的这个思维的这个方式呢，这个今天的这个教法呢，就是为了达到这个目的。
You need a lot of time.To accept this teaching. Because right now, teaching doesn't say any beautiful things. It always says the sufferings and may not be interesting to listen to.
那么我们需要很多的这个时间呢来接受这个教法，因为这个教法当中一直提到苦，它可能变成很沉闷的。
And you must read the books, these teaching books, many times, each time concentrate.Think in your way, true or not true. You can question the teaching. You can ask true or not true. And also you can find by yourself the causes and the reasons, evidence to prove that teaching also. Later when you are quite familiar with the meaning of the teaching, you can also prove that it is true.
那么我们必须要反复地阅读这一本书，然后在阅读的过程当中呢，不断地去反思它，然后去思考说它里头所说的到底是真实的，是真的，是对的，还是错误的。那么可以带着这个疑问的这个眼光呢，去思考这个教法，那么慢慢的自己去找出理由，去找出证据来印证。那尤其是当我们越来越熟悉这书的内容的时候。
So this way, then now one should observe, meditate on this meaning, which means that no matter when you look at or observe, think about the nature of the samsara.There is no good things in this samsara.
那么我们带着这样的一种认识呢，去禅修这样的一个意思，然后慢慢的去思考说，整个娑婆的这个本质是什么？整个娑婆是没有好的东西的。
And generate the renunciation thought.
那升起我们的这个出离的心
and then make the determination to practice the genuine Dhamma
那么下定这个决心呢来修持这宝贵的佛法
Now the second main subject of the first subject is that in order to encourageyou to practice the Dhamma, The teaching explains the difficulty of obtaining the human life or human body.
那为了鼓励我们静静的去修持这个佛法呢，那教法当中呢，跟我们解释这个人生难得的内容。
So it said now that whatever actions we do out of the anger, desire, ignorance is the result is only to experience in this universe.
那么这里头就提到说我们所有出自于贪嗔痴的这个行为呢都会使我们滞留在这个娑婆中。
No, result is to be experienced in the hell realm.
这个果报呢是会让我们堕入这个地狱道。
So therefore we must now think that when we are in this human life, within this human life, one should not waste this opportunity and should engage with the Dharma practice.
那么所以我们应该这样的去思维，今天我有这样的一个人生，我不应该浪费掉这个机会，而应该把握机会呢去接触佛法。
The reason why we said this our human life is precious is because that depending upon this human life we can attain the enlightenment or Buddhahood。
那么为什么我们说我们这个人生是很宝贵的？因为借助这个人生呢，可以使我们证得佛果。
The hell realms, of course, since hell beings, of course, there is no opportunity to practice Dharma, so there is no way to expect to reach the enlightenment. And even the God realms, there also very little opportunity to practice Dharma, so there is also not good life or good rebirth.
那这个地狱道的众生呢，当然他们没有什么机会去修持佛法，所以他们很难期待说能够达到这个证悟的境界。那至于天神呢，他们同样的也没有什么机会去修持佛法，所以他们很难得到好的这个投身。
So this has three things to know. First is that very precious it is.Very difficult to obtain the human life which is free from the unfavorable conditions.
那么有三件有三个要点。第一个要点呢就是这个人生是宝贵但却非常难得的不容易从这个逆境不好的这个环境中解脱出来的。
Because this human life human life is free from the eight unfavorable conditions. Free from eight unfavorable conditions.
那么这个人生呢是从这个是从这个八有瑕中解脱出来的。
And it's free from the three lower realms.
那么从这个下三道解脱出来。
And it is free from the being dumb.
那么没有说有这个哑巴。
嗯？
对不起，痴呆。
La Lord, this must be there in that text, all must be. It doesn't matter. Then we say, okay, it is free from these eight unfavorable conditions.
那么不在这个八有瑕当中，八无瑕。
Yifang? Okay, we are free from the hungry ghost, we are free from the being a hell being, free from being the animal being, free from being the long life God.
那我们不不是这个恶不堕入这个恶鬼道，那地狱道、畜生道、长寿天道。
And then from the God, different from the long life God, this is God of this God.
不是这一个天神。
And we are free from the wrong view.
不对这个邪见。
And we were born in the place where the Buddha Dhamma is taught.
那我们生在这个有佛法的国中。
These are the unfavorable conditions, because if we are any of these conditions, with these conditions, then we have no opportunity to practice the Dhamma.
那么这个是八种无八有瑕的这个条件，如果堕入这样的一种八种条件的话呢，那么就很难修持佛法。
Okay. So anyway, the very to be born as a human being, the root of the main thing is the morality, the practice of the morality.
那么要身为人呢，最重要的一条呢，就是这个戒。
And practice of the moralities.
修持这个戒律。
And that is also very difficult. Morality here means morality or moral conduct here actually means abstaining from the 10 non-virtuous deeds or refraining from the 10 non-virtuous deeds.
那么这个我不知道是应该范围戒律还是范围道德的这个准身，那它指的这个是相当困难，它指的是一种正直的这种品质。
The reason why that the morality is the principle to achieve the human life is, for example, even if you do the other virtuous deeds like a generosity, that will not necessarily give you the human life.
那么为什么说这个，我在这边用戒律，为什么说这个戒律呢是这样重要的？因为它能够使我们获得这个人生，即便是说我们从事一些善业，比方说布施。
It said that in the Madhyamika Avatara, that the sentient being with the broken leg of the morality, means the leg is example as a morality, but the leg is broken now.
那这经中说到说这个戒律呢，
Which means that even though one has done generosity, one may still be born as an animal.
那好比说，即便是一个人他有行这个布施的话呢，他也会身为这个动物。
And this is, for example, that dog of the rich people, cat.
比方说富人的狗。
It's compared to the stray dog, is much happier life, good food, good place, good care. But then that is because of his generosity in the past. But due to the lack of the morality, he was born as a dog.
那这个街头的狗呢，跟富人家的狗来相比的话呢，富人家的狗呢就有好的食物，然后有很好的照顾。这中间的这个差异促成的原因呢，是这个戒律的问题。
And then, for example, though today we say that the human population is growing, So therefore, how could we say that the human life is more rare or more precious?
那今天呢，这个生育率呢上升，那我们怎么样去说这个人生是很难得、很宝贵的呢？
So these are two answers to this question.
那么对于这样的一个问题呢，有两个回答。
In comparison, that human life is rare.And also, in conditions wise, the human life is rare.
那么从比较的角度来看的话呢，这个人生是很少的。那么就是在条件上的话呢，也是很稀少的。
And comparison that when you compare to the other animals.Or insects, then the human birth is very, very little.
那么跟这个动物还有昆虫相比较的话呢，那么这个人的数目就很少。
So it said, Pardo beings, in the Pardo being, there are more Pardo beings who will be born in other realm, like animals or hell, than the human beings.
那么这个在中阴的这个众生呢，他们投身到其他的道，比方说出生道的这个数目呢就会更多。
The example here is, though it is not possible in Singapore, but any other places, maybe India, Nepal, that cows, they throw the dung. Dung, cow dung. They drop the dung. Cow dung.
OK.那么虽然说在新加坡是没有这样的可能性，可是在印度，在尼泊尔的话就有那个牛粪。
And a place like Tibet, in the summer, where there is dungfall, you turn up the dung, so many there worm or insect whatever there.
那么在这个西藏夏天的时候，你把牛粪翻开来看，里头有很多的这个虫。
And.This year is like that. Next year is also like that. So the birth of beings for the next year is still roaming around.
那么今年是这样，明年情况还是一样，所以可以说这个中阴的众生一直在这里流转。
So in the birth itself, that other beings are more than human beings.
那么在中阴当中呢，这个其他的众生呢，比人道众生多。
So this way, one way is why the human life is rare. Another way, when we say human life is rare and precious, does not necessarily mean that all the human beings.
那么就基于这样原因，我们说这个人生是很稀有的。那么当然，在其他条件上的这个稀有
，It means human beings like us. Who has all the favorable conditions and free from unfavorable conditions.
那么就好像我们这样的这样的这个人生呢，所有具有许多善的这个条件，而没有许多恰逢许多不好的这个条件。
That is why Buddhist population is less in the world.
所以这个佛教徒的数目在世界上是少的。
So.Precious human body is less in the world.
所以宝贵的人生是少的。
So this teaching is mainly actually talking rare the human body is the kind of human body who has the opportunity of listening to the Dharma, who was born in the place where Buddha has come on the world or earth where Buddha came and taught the teachings, and who has all the organs that can listen, look.Talk, all this sort of facility, is very rare.
那么在这个教法上，在这个教法当中所提到的这个宝贵稀少的这个人生呢，是指说能够闻、 修这个佛法的人，那么是指说能生于佛陀，生于这个世界上，恰逢佛陀生于这个世界，弘法的这个人，那么指的是所有的这个五根都具足的，比方能够看，能够听，能够说。
So now we cannot ask these questions. How come that human population is growing? Yeah.
那现在我们不可以问这样的问题，说为什么这个人口的这个比例的问题。
It is growing, but then its value is not growing.
哦，虽然说这个人口的这个数目是增加的，但是这个价值却是减低了。
Yeah, you have questions?
有问题吗？
Good afternoon, Lama Maharishi. This one question, the six realms of existence, only two realms that we can see. How to see the other? Can the human beings see the Bardo beings or the other four realms?
Can you start the question again? Can you say again the question?
Six realms of existence.
Huh?
No? In this world, we have six realms of existence.
Uh-huh.
So only two realms that we can see, the animal realms and also the
human realm.
The human realms. Mm. Can a human being see God? So I have a friend who say I have seen God, you know. Well, I can see a demigod, you know. And we human beings, you know, with our own eyes, see these type of invisible beings. And how to reach, if we cannot see,
uh-huh.
How to reach that stage, you know, that we can see that our parents are in the Bardo stage, you know.
Yes, that's a good question.
Like Monganana, you know, Monganana actually when he actually saw his mother in the hell realm, you know.
Uh-uh.
Monganana. So
yes, there is a possibility to see the gods, even to see the hell realm, hell beings, and of course Bardo. But you need a particular merit to see that with your own wish. Sometimes, maybe coincidentally, or due to the karmas, may see some, you know, Bardo beings, not the god, but Bardo beings. But usually, the god, the desire realm god, which resides around the Mount Sumeru, and then the form god in the formless form realm is above the Mount Sumeru, and then formless realm is above that. So for that you cannot travel as an ordinary person. But if you have a good meditation, you can travel. You can see them. And Bardo beings, sometimes we ordinary people can see, but that does not necessarily mean good. You know, sometimes people see the spirit. That spirit is actually in the Bardo state. And Bardo beings are everywhere, we say. It could be anywhere. But we don't see right now because we have more merit than those Bardo beings. And when we see the Bardo beings, maybe sometimes our merit is declining. So is, for example, people get possessed by the evil spirit or whatever. That also, in some cases, sometimes when the person's merit is going down, then the spirit becomes more powerful than person and then possess.
那么，这有这样的一个问题，就是说，在整个这个六道里头呢，我们只能见到人道跟这个畜生道。那么，我们怎么样去见到其他的道？那么也有人说他可以见到这个天道的众生或者阿修罗道的众生。那么这里也有提到说我们要怎么样才能够说见到说自己的父母到底在哪一个道。那么拉姆拉的回答是说有可能我们是可以见到这些天道、地狱道或者中阴 的这些众生的。那这个呢，依于我们的这个业，那这个欲界、色界、无色界的这个众生呢，可能可以，我们可以见到这个欲界众生，但是对于更高界的这个天界的这个众生呢，我们没有这个我不知道那个叫，就是说我们没有办法到达那个地方去见到他们。那么有时候呢，当我们见到一些其他的众生的时候呢，可能也未必是说是一件好事。比方说有时候我们会见到一些鬼祟，那么他们可能就是一些中阴的这个众生。那中阴的这个众生呢，其实处处都有的，有时候见到他们呢，还代表了说我们的这个善的这个业呢一直在这个减低。那么有些人他会就说华人讲的，就是说被这个鬼纠缠或者这个灵祟纠缠的话呢，那么就表示说他的这个善业呢在减少了。
So then now the ten favorable conditions.
那现在是谈到十圆满。
The ten favorable conditions, the five from one side and five from other side.
那五呢是自圆满，另五个是他圆满。
From one side is, of course, a human being and born in the place where the Dharma is taught and complete organs and faith in the Dharma.
那么自圆满是指身为人，生在有佛法的地方，五根具足，对佛法有信心。
And if you do not have the faith, though you have all other four, then that is not a precious human body or human life.
那如果说我们不信这个佛法，即便有其他的这个圆满呢，也不能算是宝贵人生。
And five from other sides means that.Not related on you. It's related to other things. Five are related to others, not oneself.
那么这个他圆满呢，是指自他而来谈的这个条件。
Because even if you have those five favorable conditions, if the Buddha is not Buddha has not come on this earth.Then one cannot practice Dharma.
那么
even if you have five favorable conditions, being a human being and organs and these things, but if the Buddha was not born on this earth, then there's no opportunity to practice Dharma.
那即便是说我们有这个五个圆满自圆满的话，就是有人生，然后五根具足等等，但是没有恰逢佛陀出生的话呢，那么也没有办法接触到这个佛法。
Buddhas do not come to this earth all the time.
佛不是常常来到这个世界的。
There are eras, which is known as a light era, a dark era.
那么这个是劫，有光明劫跟黑暗劫。
So the light era means eras during which the Buddha comes. And the dark era is era during which the Buddhas do not come.
那么光明劫是指有佛来的这个时间，那么黑暗劫是指无佛出生的时间。
So era here, basically I would say that lifespan of this world, one lifespan of this world exists.
那么劫呢？那么的解释呢，就是这个世界的寿命。
Because according to the Buddhism, that world comes and destroys, comes and disappears.
那么根据佛教的这个观点呢，这个世界来，然后生，然后也会消失。
So there is a world that appears with the Buddhas, without Buddhas. So the without Buddhas are dark, and with the Buddha is light.
那么这个世界呢，有这个佛来佛出现或者佛不出生的这个时代，有佛出生的是属光明，没佛出生的是指黑暗。
So this era is known as the era during which the 1000 Buddha comes appears.
那么这个是现在这个节呢，是指先节，有一千尊佛出世。
After this era, or after the destruction of this world, then there will be 60 dark eras.
那么，这一个节，这个贤节结束之后呢，就是毁灭之后呢，那么紧接着就会有六十个黑暗节。
Then there will be one light era.
然后接着就有一个光明节。
Then after that, there will be 10,000 dark eras.
那么接着呢，就会有十千个这个黑暗节。
After that, there will be one light era.
那之后呢，又会有一个光明节。
Then again, there will be the 100 dark eras.
那么就会有一百个黑暗节。
And then there will be again after that one era, one light era.
然后呢，又会有一个光明节。
So in this way, when we count or calculate during this dark era, three point six million dark era.There are only four light eras. Earlier part of the era.
那么，即便是在光明节中，的这个时间里头呢，在初始的时候，初始阶段的时候，佛也是不来。
So only Buddha comes on certain particular time.
佛只在特定的这个时候来。
Then even Buddha comes, it is not necessary that he will give the teaching.
那即便是佛陀来，也不一定会传这个教法。
Lord Buddha Shakyamuni, he did not give the teaching at first request.
那释迦牟尼佛刚开始的时候也没有传这个教法。
He said, "I realized very profound dharma, but I'm not going to give it to anyone."
那么他说，我证悟了这个非常殊胜的这个法，但是我不会教授给任何人。
Because Buddha said, you will not catch the meaning of my teaching.
因为佛陀说，他们不会明白。
So these are the five, ten favorable conditions.
这个是十个圆满。
Can we have a short break, or now, or later? Continue? Okay. And so, I haven't finished the five one, but the first one is Buddha to be born here. Then also, not only the Buddha was on this earth, also the time where there is the follower of Buddha, followers of the Buddha.
那这个呢？第一个是佛出生，知佛出生；第二就是有佛陀的这个弟子。
Generally speaking, the followers here means not all the followers. It's a follower. Upasika and novice and bhikkhu, bhikkhuni.
这个佛的这个追随者是指比丘、比丘尼、优婆夷、优婆塞。
And also the teaching is still existing.
那么法尚存。
And also there is teaching the Buddha not only coming here, Buddha teach the teaching. And yeah.
那么佛陀不但出生，他还传这个教法。
And not only teaching, he teach out of the compassion.
不但是教法，他还出自这个慈悲心而教。
Now the second one is the observation or understanding of the benefits out of having such life or human life, such human life.
那么第二呢，就是知道获得这个人生的这个利益。
Because it is said that human life is such human life is same as the wish fulfilling gem.
那么，他是这么说的，就是说我们这样的一个人生呢，就好比这个满愿宝。
To the wish fulfilling gem, if you pray, say the, your wishes, it will fulfill you.
那么满愿宝是你对他有所祈求，他必然满你的愿。
So similarly, that if we properly take care of our this life, engage with the Dharma, then this life will also give what we wish.
那么同样的道理，如果我们很谨慎的去保护我们这个人生的话呢，那么去修持佛法，那我们也同样的会满愿。So
if one practice engaged dharmas, not only one will achieve the prosperities or the good things of this life, but also in the future life, one will gain the higher rebirth.
那么一个人如果修持佛法，好好的去接触这个佛法的话呢，不但能够得到圆满许多这个好的这个愿望，得到好的事情，那么在未来生呢，也可以投身到三上道。And
one can also achieve the parinirvana of the Theravada or Hinayana.
那么也可以证得这个小乘佛教的涅槃境界。And
one can also achieve the complete parinirvana or complete enlightenment stage.
那么也可以证得绝对圆满的这个涅槃。So
only through this human life one can gain the Buddhahood or those qualities.
那么唯有通过这个宝贵人生呢，才可以证得这个佛果。
Those gods also were human beings before they were born there, and then practiced due to their karma, then they got that kind of rebirth.
那么这些天人呢，之前也是人道众生，但因他们的善业而往生到这个天道。It
is said that in the one of the teachings that this is the human life. Once obtained the human life, this human life can sow the seed of the liberation, which can make us to cross the ocean of the samsara.
那么有这样的，这个教法中有这样提到说，一旦得到这个人生的话呢，那么就有了这个显现的这个种子，那么可以帮我们横渡这个娑婆的大海。So
it is greater than wish fulfilling gem.
那它比这个满愿宝还要宝贵。
Because wish fulfilling gem only give you the things that is worldly things, worldly prosperities, worldly things, but it cannot lead you to the liberation.
那么因为满愿宝呢，只能满我们世俗的一切的这个愿望，但是不能带领我们解脱。
Therefore, one should not waste this life, or means that one should not misuse this life, which is actually can be used to obtain such a great results. So we should not we should use our life in order to gain such a great results rather than very worldly results.
所以我们不应该错失善用这个人生，因为通过这个人生呢，能够得到如此圆满的这个果报，我们要好好的去善用它，而不要把它用在世俗的方面。So
since this human life is very rare in point of the number of sentient beings, point of the cause and many ways, so once we obtained this human life, then it is very important for us to think that we should not waste or misuse this life.
那么既然这个人生是如此的稀有，就从数量上、从因、从各个方面来谈的话，它是非常稀有的。所以一旦我们得到这个人生，我们就要去思维说，我们不要错过。
So therefore, always remember to practice the Dharma and pray to the Buddha, Triple Gems, asking their blessings for the success of your Dharma practice, for turning your mind to the Dharma by saying that you, the Buddhas or Triple Gem, know, have the wisdom to know the ways how I can achieve and to guide me the way how I can practice the Dharma.
那么我们必须要常常这样的这个意念呢，常常的修持这个佛法。那么祈请这个佛陀，祈请三宝，祈请他们加持我们，让我们在这个法上呢能成就，祈求他们呢转化我们的这个心事，让我们的心向的这个佛法。然后我们要这样去祈求他，就说祈求佛，您是具一切智慧的。 您，请您以你的智慧呢，来指导我，让我能够证得这个佛法的成就。
Now the third one, to meditate on the impermanence of the life.
那么第三个呢，是对于无常做这个禅修。
So this has the three ways of thinking or three ways of meditating.
那有三种的禅修方法。
Certainty of death, thinking certainty of death.
思维说这个突然到来的死亡。
Thinking that no certainty of time of the death, no certainty of time for the death. No certain time for the death.
没有一个特定时间的这个死亡。
And to think that at the time of death, there is no other beneficial thing, rather instead of dharma practice.
那么，思维说在死亡到来的时候呢，没有其他的这个利益，除了佛法。
And so first one is that certainty of certainty of death. Certainty of death. The first thing. How to observe, how to think the certainty of death.
对不起，刚才我的第一个点犯错。第一点是确定死亡。那么我们要怎么样去关这个确定死亡这个内容呢？
So this is very simple, that when we think, observe, it is very much sure that this human life will never last ever. It's not an everlasting.
那么我们很容易的就是可以观察到说我们这个人生呢不是永恒的。
It is said in one of the sutras that the front line of the birth, front line, you know, front line, you know, you don't know? Or front line. Front line of the birth is the death.
那在经典中呢，有一部经典中呢，就有这样提到说，在这个死亡的前线，哎，对不起，在这个生的前线呢，就是死亡。
It just said that if on the ground, in the sky or space, there is no one who does not die after the death. No, we can hear that there is such person or beings on the earth or in the sky that never dies.
那么不论是在地上，不论是在天上呢，都没有不死的。虽然有时候我们会听到说有不死的。
And sentient beings, having been born, have to die.
那么众生一旦生，必然死。
In the Abhidhamma Kosha, in one sutra, it said that even the Buddhas who adorn the 32 major signs and who has achieved that Vajra life, Vajra body, can have to die, have to leave this present body.
那么在一个经典当中呢，就这么说到，即便是佛陀呢，据三十二大人相呢，证得这个金刚生命跟身体的话呢，他还是得面对死亡，离开这个现有的身体。So
therefore, our human body or life is like a tree that there is a particular tree that grows on the in the water. That grows in the water. That tree is very soft inside and doesn't last long.
那我们的这个身体呢，就好比一种树。那么这个树呢，里头是很脆弱、很软的，然后不很长。
It, you know, that tree looks very big and normal tree, but inside soft, and the life is not very long. Maybe after a few years it drops.
那么这个树呢，从外表上来看呢，是长得比其他的树还要大，但是呢，实际上呢，它是很柔弱、很软的。那么它的这个生命呢，是很短的，只有几年。
So similarly, our life is like that, fragile.
那同理的，我们的这个生命是很脆弱的。And
in this way, that every day we passes, the month we pass, the year we passes, it is, you know, it is passing towards the death.
那么，每一天、每一个月、每一年，时间都这样流失呢？那么我们都在逼近这个死亡。
And every day passes, and we get changes of the condition of life.
那么每当每天都这样流逝的时候呢，我们的这个生命的条件呢都在改变。
It gets, you know, older and older.
那越来越老。
Life never goes backward or reverse. Life never reverse.
那生命是不会倒退回以前的时光。
So therefore, now that one must think that there is no authority, or there is no authority for oneself to live here in this world permanently after birth.
那么我们应该这样想说， 出生之后呢，就没有永恒的这个生命。
And therefore, one must think that since our life is like that, generally life is precious. Through this life, one can produce, one can change from ordinary sentient being to the enlightened beings. But then, if life is short and impermanent, one cannot predict the time. So, therefore, before the death and old age comes, one must engage into the practice.
那么所以我们要做这样的一个思维，就是说我们的这个人生呢是很宝贵的，那么我们这个人生呢可以让我们从凡夫的这个境界呢转而达到正悟的这个境界，但是呢我们这个人生是非常短暂，是无常的，很多东西都没有办法预测得到，所以我们必须在老跟死亡之到来之前呢，那么就开始接触着佛法。
Now it is sure that we will die, but there is no time limit. If there is a time limit, we can plan our things accordingly.
那么我们唯一能确定就是说我们一定会死亡，但是我们都不知道说那个死亡点在哪里，如果知道的话那么就可以计划一下。
The reason why there is no fixed time is one thing is there are so many things that causes our death, and there is little things that keeps our lifesustainable.
那么这个原因是什么呢？没有这个确定的这个死亡的这个日期或者时限的话呢，那是因为有很多的这个点点滴滴的这个事物呢都会造成死亡，那么又有那种小小的东西呢可以使到说这个生命呢保存了下来。
So therefore that we must rush to practice the Dhamma without delaying.
所以我们必须要赶快修法，然后不要拖延。
Time is running like that, and we cannot say that which our death comes first or next year comes first.
时间就是如此，我们不能够说到底是明年先到还是死亡先到。
So we have short break.